There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
There was this time he came to my door. He grabbed me by the neck. You know, he just took down my hand, like aimed me out,
and girl,
should I be in this room right now? Should I be in the room right now?
Do you guys want a second?
Do you want a second?
You're listening to Laid Bare.
Charlotte, I'm masturbating. I told you I'd be doing that all day.
So it's similar, but then I guess there's just the patriarchy bits that makes Nigerian men seem more appealing to women in other, you know, countries.
Because they pay
and all of
they
that
They want to work hard and be the provider.
You know, all of that stuff. But then you also have to deal with
the
like
flip side, the financial
exactly,
abuse.
Exactly. The patriarchy. Misogyny.
The misogyny.
You may not even get like financial abuse because a lot of
just
women,
misogyny.
Yeah,
really,
exactly.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the cheating.
Oh,
and,
that's not
you
fun.
Know? So, exactly. So I feel like it's
and
it's
the
quite
sweetest
similar.
Guys you won't even know yet. Because I've dealt with a couple musicians. Yeah, you think that?
Yeah, no. Honestly,
no. I mean, nothing was going on with me and them, like to that scale. But just to the scale of, I didn't know you had a girl, and does she know what you're doing, kind of thing? Yeah.
You know, I'll just say everybody's cheating.
Everybody's cheating.
Everybody's cheating.
Everybody's cheating.
Everybody's cheating. Except
me. But they love their girls, you know.
Not
they
me,
love
babe.
Their wives.
I love
I'll
you.
Tell you
I'm
that.
Not cheating. I promise.
But they love their girls and they love their wives. I will say that.
I mean, one thing I always say is I wish people would embrace alternative relationships.
Absolutely.
Styles. Everyone is forcing monogamy, and it's just not working,
it's,
you know. But we're a long way away from there. And, you know, we're getting to that age where people are bowing to the societal pressures. Like, people are, you know, getting married. Some people want to do that, but some people feel, oh my God, I'm almost 30. But the thing I like about our generation is as people are entering, they're coming back out like, nope, this isn't for me.
Absolutely.
So sometimes they have to see with their own eyes that, you know, that's just not
what
I'm about.
I do respect all the, like, young, I'd say under 35s that felt like they were in a marriage that didn't work for them.
And left.
Yeah, and left. Because it's like, our parents would, I mean, we see a bear of our parents that
we are breaking generational curses.
They'll be living in the same house. Bring on the thing that they don't even talk to each other.
They'll be saying, "No, my husband." These times they're the ones that's paying the whole mortgage or the rent.
Your husband is
mostly when you enter the house. There's a lot of shame attached to, you know, women. Oh, you can't keep a home, you can't keep a marriage, all that stuff. And people are still dealing.
Does he want to be kept?
Exactly, but people are coming out of marriages. So I think it's ghetto. But one thing I've noticed is with women everywhere, the men in their city are always ghetto. I don't think there's anywhere where you're going to say, oh yeah, the men here are great. Everywhere you would go, they would complain.
No, but
about,
London is a different breed. These men are mad.
No, but I think that there's a bit of a stinginess thing going on.
You don't have to tell us twice.
But,
yeah,
but to be fair,
we bully them.
But your cost of living, I can understand. And then I don't understand.
Cost of living, because you can still cheat and take babes.
I was gonna say, if your man is cheating in this town, he's trying, because bro, the transportation, the stress that you use to move from one place to another. But to be honest, I feel like because it's so widely spread as well, there's also like that space, so they just it would even be easy because they just have to schedule like right, like okay, you know, my baby's coming on this day and that one. But no, but it's easier like in Lagos, because even in Abuja as well, because you know, anywhere you need to be in 8 minutes, Uber everywhere, everyone drives, everybody, you know, so it's, but.
Is that tube?
No, they've got one in Lagos now. They've just made one.
I think
recently.
It just goes to another state.
Yeah, I think just. Like
rail.
But like the, it's not.
They don't have underground.
So everyone uses, I mean, everyone either drives or they use public transportation or they use like Uber. And Uber is like, it's like pretty cheap. And the distances are also like really
quite close.
So like here, it's not, it would be rare to find a lot of your friends in the same area.
Yeah.
Everyone's like really like scattered about. And you know, they're like, oh, it's just close. It's like, close is 1 hour. What do you mean?
Close.
So I've been clocking bare steps since I've been. I've just been going like, you know, all around. And then sometimes even taking an Uber, I think like on Tuesday, I was in an Uber for 2 hours, 30 minutes. I was going to the O2.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, from
where'd you come
Wembley.
From here? Wembley. Oh, that's the other side.
Yeah, and then it's like, I should have just taken a train.
That's
yeah.
like Shepherd
yeah.
Bush.
Yeah, yeah, and stuff. So, oh, yeah. So sometimes it just makes more sense to like use a tube here. And all. But it's good that, you know, there are lots of options. But
2.5.
You know.
Guys, I can't lie. I'm not touching TfL for a very long time.
Well, yeah. bed bugs.
I'm seeing that there's bed bugs.
Listen, oh, I'm on it today. Then I almost forgot myself. I'm taking a cab back home.
Yeah. You live close as yeah. well, so it's not too bad. I live close as well. I said, I'm not. Listen, I need to find a bug spray online. Not that there's anything around me, but I was talking to my sister. I was just like, is there anything that's a repellent? Because
yeah, but they said it's
nightmare.
They're getting
it's getting resistant. Closer.
No, the
resistant.
Bugs. Yeah, to like sprays. That's why
resistant.
I said, yeah, so
they have powers. Oh, Jesus yeah. Christ!
It's moving like gonorrhea.
It's
oh,
not gonorrhea.
Super gonorrhea.
Super gonorrhea. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. No. Right, I think we should get into some dilemmas. Let's yep. do some dilemmas, guys. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We've really had fun talking to you, though. Yeah. But just before we do some dilemmas, would you like to share any fun sex tips with us?
Fun sex tips.
And tell us some of the wildest sexual moments you've had. So sex tips and then sexual moments.
And talk very slow.
I'm crying. Ray, stop playing with our guests.
I want to sit back so I can see you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you? Oh, yeah, but we throw it from my microphone.
She still likes
sex tips. I mean, I feel like I would say the bare generic tips, you know, communicate, and don't be afraid to actually like open your mouth. You would be shocked how people don't want to say what they like mm-hmm. because they're afraid of, you know, being judged or like mm-hmm. shame or because I mean there's nothing like, oh, just stick your finger in his thumb. I wish more men would surrender their asses to me yeah. you know. And but yeah, it's like, don't be afraid of any body parts, don't attach any body part to any sexual. I heard some judgments on one episode about the position a man would be in when he's getting his ass eaten.
That, oh,
and
oh,
you
oh,
said,
oh, yeah, was I knew he was yeah. already was
let his bum down. No,
I didn't like
let
it.
Let
I'm
his,
sorry.
Let his bum.
No, it was giving me
the Sikiana episode.
It was the last one, you guys.
No, if it was the last one, I think it was
Sloppy.
We were
out
reading a dilemma, and the booty was up.
Yeah, and no, and Oloni was like, she had a guy.
Put your
bum down. She was like, put your bum down.
It was the past time I had sex with this one. No, I remember now. And I said,
when it was eating it.
Listen, I rarely say anything, but I feel like I need to be realistic and be real with myself. If it gave me the ick, it gave me the ick. Do you know what I mean? I can't do anything about it. He was scooted like that.
Yeah, because he was feeling good. He was like, get in there.
And
he's like,
and then it was like I was looking at Nicki Minaj.
His cheeks were chicken.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I was just like, no, I don't want that. I don't care how it sounds. I was just like, I like what I like. And I'm very vocal.
See, this is why men won't say what they want. You know?
No, they can say what they want, but do it lying down flat. No, I'm joking. Honestly, be what you want. I think, you know, yeah. I think, do you know what it is? I think that we all have different tastes on what we like in the bedroom. Yeah. And I feel like it's taken me a very long time, me personally, to be confident to say what it is I like and what I don't like. Yeah. So now I'm here, I'm just like, bro, I don't like what you're doing. Mm. So please,
which is fair enough.
Flat.
Yeah, it makes, I mean, too, yeah. that's like also fair enough. I think.
But I also think you should also, because he could, like, for my example, my partner now, he can definitely tell me things that might hurt my feelings, mm. but. Even if it's sexually, I won't be offended to the point where I feel like, oh, he hates me or that I need yeah. to write in because I'm that comfortable. Even if, does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know if that makes sense.
No.
I'm a bit tipsy right now. So.
It does make sense.
But my point is basically like, we can both communicate. And even if I don't like what he has to say, I'm still like open to it and be like, okay, that's fine. If you don't like it, that's fine. And I can do the same vice versa with him. I wish I had that attitude before, but it is what it is. Anyway.
Sorry, man.
What was the last question I had for you? And there was another one. Yes. What's like the sexual...
Yeah. A fun sexual experience.
Yeah.
Like, nasty one.
That's not what she said.
That is not what she
she's
said.
Like, she's like, talk me through it.
Yeah.
So, you know, so there was this time he came to my door. He grabbed me by the neck. You know, he just took down my pen. Like me out. And
girl,
then he just stuck
like,
in
so you like,
should I be in this room right now? Should I be in the room right now?
Do you guys want a second?
Do you want a second, right? I'm happy to take
girl,
a toilet break.
Girl,
let let's take a little comfort break and leave them to it.
Right, let's get into the dilemmas. Let's do some dilemmas. Guys, if you want to send your dilemmas, please send them to simplyoloni.com/ask or laidbearpodcast@gmail.com.
Period.
Okay. Right, first dilemma. Okay. My boyfriend is addicted to prostitutes. We've been together for a year and best friends before that. When we were friends, I knew about the prostitutes, but didn't think much of it. Hence why I got into a relationship with him. A day before our first anniversary, inquiring about meeting up, he says he never went through with anything and it's just the thrill of messaging. What do I do? So a day before our first anniversary, I found calls and texts to prostitutes inquiring about meeting up. He says he never went through with it and it was just thrill of messaging. What should she do?
He's lying. What's the point?
Why? Thrill. If you wanted a thrill, you could message me. I'll give you a thrill.
But wait, why are you arranging to be me a prostitute or not?
She was like, I'll give you a thrill.
Because he's crazy.
He's lying.
Like, support sex workers and that, yeah. Like, but yeah, not when you're in a relationship. In a relationship, I don't want you to support any sex worker.
And it was more...
Oh, so I heard you say that on one episode, and I was like, what? I mean, I can understand reservations with physically meeting, but I feel like, you know, women take men watching porn personally.
No, I don't think you should. I don't take that personally.
Yeah, but then, you know, if your man was paying for some OnlyFans and you're in a relationship, how
would you feel about it? Depends. That? I think there's layers to that as well. Because if it was an OnlyFans, I would be more like, well, what are you paying for? I want to see. Right. That's the type of person I am. Mm. But at the same time, I think that these are things you should discuss. Because if you're parting with money, it's very different to watching something for free. Right. To part with money is more intentional.
Yeah, but then the thing is, when it comes to porn and porn industry, it's more ethical to pay for porn. It's better because when you're watching stuff, you don't know, you know, which one was not consensually taking. Those people are actually being exploited.
Absolutely.
And so yes, I think, and then there's, you know, porn is all about how you use it.
Yeah.
And the thing is, if you approach your man with the, oh, don't do this, he's just gonna hide it from
of
you.
Of course, absolutely. And just delete the email. Why you have to,
yeah, like, because it's almost like how some men don't like when their partners use sex toys, or they feel like masturbation is like cheating, or all that stuff. It's like, at the end of the day, it's masturbation, and it's also part of his,
do you know,
sexual expression, and so having that judgmental attitude will just make him shy away or keep it from you, but he's not going to stop doing that.
Yeah, I think if it was OnlyFans, I think for me, the thing with OnlyFans is people forget that, yes, you can pay people, you can pay these people to see their nudes or unlock different things, but you can also message them. You can also, whereas when you're watching X videos, it's literally nut and go. If you're feeling a bit fancy, you might want to write a comment.
Yeah, it's more voyeuristic. Whereas you have to be extremely,
like, to put a comment in on X videos or more.
You have to be dedicated.
Hey, yeah, so, like,
yeah, but I think with OnlyFans,
people be commenting though. Have you guys ever read through
the comments? I'd be cracking up.
I read the comments and enjoy the comments.
They're so poetic.
I'm cracking up.
Especially one of my favorite. I've got this current favorite, like, white porn star. I'm not going to tell you guys because I want to keep it to myself. But when I go through them comments, oh my god,
I'm done.
When I go through them comments, I'm just like, crikey. For real. Like, everyone is so sweet. Like, melodic.
Everyone's so nice.
Everyone's nice.
So nice in the porn.
That's the thing. When you go to OnlyFans, again, no issue with it. Pay for your porn. I want you to. Or there's other type of porn you can pay for where you're not, where you don't have a direct contact with the porn star. Yeah. So I think my only issue would be having direct contact. Yeah, the proximity. Just like this guy in this dilemma, he's messaging. Why are you messaging the porn star? You have no business. If you want to watch porn, you want to get your dick wet. Do that. You want to go on OnlyFans. Why are you messaging?
And I'm not gonna lie, you're not really shouting a prostitute to just catch her.
You're not messaging her because you need help with your homework or work is stressing you out.
He probably was gonna meet her,
and she said there was more than one as well.
She probably just doesn't know his full sexual nature in terms of what he likes.
Absolutely,
and what, he like.
And what he's really, and I think what she's also really in denial. Into,
yeah,
I think she's also in denial because if I saw that someone was messaging prostitutes, why would I immediately think that because we get into a relationship, they might possibly
stop? Yeah,
if anything, I would broach the question a bit
more. I feel like they need to go deeper into it and understand his relationship with, like, sex workers. What is the appeal? Is it because it's not emotional? Does he have issues connecting? Does he, like, you know?
Yeah.
Go deeper into it.
No, absolutely. But I think, personally, I don't trust him for you, if you want me to be honest.
Yeah, no.
I don't trust him.
I mean, of course he lied.
Yeah.
Of course he lied.
Yeah, it was just for the thrill of it. Yeah, okay.
Sure.
The thrill of that battle, fam.
Do you get what I mean? I don't trust him. Let us know what you think. Use the hashtag LaidBearPodcast. All right, next one. Dear Oloni, I am sick with guilt. My girls and I, all in relationships, engaged, recently went on a girls' trip to Danky Sound, Ibiza.
Hey,
and all three... And all three of us cheated on our men.
Oh, God. Oh.
This is so far from our normal good girl selves. But personally, I enjoyed every minute of it. My man doesn't really pleasure me sexually, but we are so compatible in every other way. Sex is decent enough, but he's not as adventurous or attentive as I truly desire. Mm. This guy I met in Ibiza rocked my world and was shivering. And I was shivering in an orgasm. Like, I totally forgot sex could feel that good. My friends also had similar experiences with the guys they cheated with.
Oh my God.
I heard all the guys in Danky Sound were ugly. Wait, no, that was DLT. Sorry. That was, sorry.
I'm not going to lie. The five niggas go to Danky, but continue.
Okay, sorry. We've all sworn secrecy with one another. What happens in Ibiza stays in Ibiza, but I'm still texting this guy under a fake name in my phone and I can't help myself. What does this mean for my long-term relationship? I feel so guilty with my man and now he probably noticing that I've been physically distant.
Is it?
No. Since I got back, I just don't know how to process what any of this means and whether I take this to the grave or tell him. Please help me.
The thing is, I would have taken it to the grave if you didn't message the man under a fake name.
Yeah.
Now you're doing super sleuping.
And now, and
detective
now,
inspector.
Now Lonnie needs to do a thread on Twitter. Guys, what happened at Danky's house?
Right?
And then he's going to be reading the thread and be like, right, you went Danky's like, you went Danky, what happened there?
God.
Imagine you were sworn to secrecy, but then you came.
Yeah, tell all the juicy details.
It's like, you know, I hear it in terms of like, obviously, she's not getting her sexual needs met.
Yeah.
Like, are you really that compatible then?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's my point. Do you get what I'm saying? And the fact that she's starting to like detach.
Yeah.
And her mind is with this guy and she's still communicating with this guy. I would say if it's a thing, again, going back to your point.
So sticky, man.
Women, we have to, it's so hard, but we have to try to communicate our wants, our likes and stuff like that.
If you're
compatible everywhere else, I think it's worth having a conversation with your partner. Yeah.
But I just don't understand how you can get to the point of engagement and that's not a conversation that you've had.
Do you know
exactly
what I mean?
Because there has to be time.
Yeah.
Oh, sex is not the end all or be all in a relationship. Yes. But
if we're together forever,
it is. I agree. I have literally told someone, I'm like, look, the difference between being compatible with someone and the sexual energy is flat. That's your best friend. That's basically.
Right.
That's not your life partner. You know, like sex is literally the glue that takes your bestie. Yeah, that's best.
Yeah, that takes you from bestie to romance.
And I hear this thing all the time and I see it all the time and people are constantly complaining. It's like, oh, she ticks all these boxes, but the sex is whack. So you find a lot of people who are so mismatched sexually. You know, and for me, the thing is, people constantly downplay the importance of sex. Like, oh, how can you lose such a good man just because of sex? Like, what? Nice, extremely important.
Yeah,
you know, and I think that she's seeing that now because now you've experienced something else. So what most people end up doing is they stay there, then they start cheating.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Yeah, she's.
And that's where she's going.
And right now, she's enjoying cheating. Yeah. That's what it is. Yeah. Because I kind of feel like she sent in this dilemma so that we can back her cheating. Yeah.
But I would have backed her until she started texting the man. Just let. Enjoyment on the holiday.
And sometimes I think
but she's engaged.
People are also afraid to step out of relationships. So that's self saboteur coming, where she's like, oh, I'm gonna say it on Oloni, and I'm gonna say it fake name. Then I'm gonna go to the bathroom and leave my phone open, and then it's like, and oh my,
maybe you don't
want
to be there. Maybe you don't want to be there.
Do you really want to be there? You know,
yeah.
I can't lie. Talk to your man about your sex life, and
yeah,
it's true because.
Sometimes that's the thing though, it's like when you know the peaks you can reach, and this is what I always say about how, you know, ideally when you have sex with someone you're supposed to give them like, you know, a second chance if the first time, but I have a base that you have to hit for me to allow you come back.
Yeah,
so when you know that, even at your man's best, he's not even close to what you kind of cheat.
Yeah.
How many years of that are you going
to
do?
It's true.
Yeah,
oh,
like,
God.
No.
But you know what it is? Someone because, to fuck you. How
and because,
fuck
can you?
You know, no, but then because she hasn't explored much. There's certain things that just can't.
Some guys are rough in the bed, you know. I'm like, I'm not coming back to this again. This was too much. This, I don't want to experience this again. I don't want to teach you.
There's some kind of energy that you can't teach. You know, there's just some kind. They can become good enough. But if sex is like extremely important to you, it would never be enough. And then when and what happens when it's like a physiological, you know, difference? It's like, I like this.
And maybe she's been with this guy for a long time as well, and she hasn't explored. So I think now that she's been with someone else, because this other guy, I can't lie, he could be meaty. Because her fiance is all she knows.
Yeah.
He might not have done that much. That's different.
And you know, and sometimes people just really get comfortable. It's kind of like, you know, how people get in relationships and then, although I never ever want to slip into that where it's like, oh, I'm having sex only once a week or like once every 2 weeks and
drag
stuff,
me.
You know?
Drag me.
Is that what you're doing? Once every 2 weeks.
I haven't shagged in like 3-4
weeks. My fiance was here, it was every day. Anyway, I sucked the semen out of him. I drank every last drop.
He has to be coming air for you to be like, yeah, okay, literally. You can rest. You know? So the thing is, but sometimes people actually just get used to like the relationshipy, whatever, and then you now have an experience and then you're just like, oh shit, like.
You know, and this is why you need to mix it up in the bedroom as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Experiment in different ways if you want the sex to be exciting. Like, it does take two to tango. So, you know, two people need to fuck in different ways and communicate.
Yeah.
But are we telling her to tell on herself or
no? No.
Talk to your man.
Delete the other guy's number.
Yes,
Don't
clean up
the relationship.
Clean up your tracks.
Wait, so why do you guys think she shouldn't tell him?
Because I think she hasn't experienced anything that wild. She's just had sex with a different person.
Like, don't blow up your shit.
She cheated, bro.
Yeah, don't blow up your shit.
I know she cheated, but you know,
don't
fuck up.
What's a bit of cheating, man?
You know what I'm saying? She the first person.
It's a bit of cheating,
man. First of all, your man might even be cheating. But let's not.
Let's be real.
You know, and it's like, so for me, I'm all for, you know, destroy your relationship with your partner. Destroy your relationship if you're going to be the love of your life or the love of your vagina.
Yeah.
But this is some random nigga on holiday.
Yeah.
Let him go, block him, delete him.
Yeah.
Then try to recover your sex life.
But why the guilt be beating you lots of asses?
I'm relax.
After some time.
Yeah, I was like...
You went there and had sex on holiday one time, you're getting excited. Like,
the therapy point of view, and even just like in terms of connection, I'm very all for honesty, but I'm learning that you can be
honesty
too honest.
There's such thing as being too honest.
You not said exactly what I said in one of my last TikTok videos with what's it called? It was from Lovers Blind when Aaliyah admitted that she had cheated.
And
she told Uche, and then he started demonizing her, judging her. And I said, who begged you to know? Why did you say you've cheated?
We should know less about
because
each other.
But I just think that the repercussions as a woman
is not the same.
Even with random, can introduce himself as someone who has cheated, and then he will still go home with a baddie that evening. A woman can't do that.
That's true.
Even when it comes to, and I had to learn the hard way, like when you're talking about, oh yeah, me and my partner were so open, let's exchange whole stories.
Don't
I can't lie, there's
don't
a certain,
lie
because if just, I out-hole you
right you don't even need to out-hole this nigga. Can have done 50 times more
or out-hole you.
If I out-hole you, you'll
he
cry.
Can do 50 times more than you, but it's
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home.
To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Just like, oh, the worst thing is if he puts a face to one of your bodies, then
watch that little dance video when I found out to my knees.
No, listen, delete the guy's number and talk to your man. Delete his number.
We can say Maria.
Me and my girl were exchanging host stories like a while ago. This was like earlier on in our relationship. And, like, obviously, I don't mind, like, gisting about stuff like that. Like, it's nice to be able to kind of, like, talk about it. But then she mentioned hers, and then it was someone that I knew. Hey, the chill that went down my spine,
You wanted to punch me.
I never looked at that person the same again, to this day. But I'm over it. Like, my ego's over it now.
Yeah, so that's the thing. You know, sometimes you feel like, oh, yeah, tell me, and then boom. You see the person, and then it's like, you know, I'm so totally full of it. So for me, I'm like, I always say, like, yes, let's be open, but only tell me if I ask you.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I might just not be in the mood to, like, hear.
Now, you can't just be telling me I'm provoked. What's that?
Yeah, you know,
like, I used to be so immature. I remember my ex, right? My ex must have told me, like, some of the people that he had sex with, and I knew one of them. They were, like, a mutual friend of a friend. I must have told my ex, I said, oh, I went out with them lot the other day. Your friend offered me some of her, like, her weeds. She wants to share dick and weeds.
Dick and weeds.
No, but that's
a combination.
When you have feelings for the person, it starts to get dicey because sometimes you, like, get jealous.
And I think that's normal, which is why sometimes I can understand why men be so possessive, but their own is met with madness.
Their own is just a little too much. Because what's the worst that we can actually do? But them, they're just very like, nah.
Yeah, like, no, the way you came out of the vagina is the way you should continue life untouched.
Crying.
You know? But it is what it is. Okay, let's get on to the next dilemma. Hi, Lonnie. I started dating a guy who I really liked. He's everything I wanted and more. Great job, tall, great sex. We went on a date recently, and on the date, we were both drunk. And I asked if I could wear his gold bracelet. He was reluctant, but I persisted, and he gave in and let me wear it. We got back to his, and I noticed the bracelet fell off my arm. I told him and was so apologetic about it, but he really contained his anger and didn't say much for the rest of the night. It ruins the rest of the energy for the evening. After I left his, I messaged him saying, send me the link for the bracelet. He did, and it was the exact same one, so I know he wasn't being cheeky, but it cost £1,400. I certainly can't afford that right now, so I just feel stuck. I feel like I'm going to lose him because of this. Any advice for this situation?
Who sent you? Can I just understand? So the guy bought his girl a bracelet.
No. He's giving to eight.
No. They went on a date. He has an expensive bracelet.
And then she wanted to do, oh, let me try it. I think
it's bare childish when girls do that. First of all, I can't lie. First of all,
be normal and steal a hoodie like the rest of us.
To wear my bracelet.
I even thought he was going to accuse.
First of all, if you want some help here, I can't lie, you can use Clarna on bare teeth.
I answered this one on my website. This was sent to me on my website. Yeah. So what I advised her and I said was, give what you can. So if it's like £200, give the £200.
But sorry, it's two bills compared to 1.4.
I can't lie.
Sorry, if you're giving me £200 for that bracelet, I'm using that money to go to dinner.
1.4, I would never. That's the end. That's
really?
Yeah.
It's better than what I can afford.
To not give me anything.
No, yeah. But I feel like it's
not even hard.
Whatever you can afford. I can afford to give you 1.4.
Yeah, but if she's offensive,
it's different.
Because it's like, fam, the £200, I might as well buy some. Some shoes.
Who's parting with 1.4?
You know, it's like,
are you I can't lie. With 1.4?
There's no way.
No, because I'm not childish to ask a man for his bracelet.
I think it's childish, but what's done is done.
What's done is done. But I can't lie, you gave me £200.
So what are you going to do?
Bruv, I told you, use Klarna.
No.
Paying free.
What if you stop talking to me and you're entertaining a new girl? So I'm paying off debt.
And I'm still paying it off.
She lost her bracelet.
Even if he takes it.
If it's £50, you can afford, give it to him.
Nah. No.
No, yeah.
I'll it my ick?
No. I'm sorry. As a woman, I don't think it's ick. If it was a man, it would be an ick.
I hear what you're saying.
No, but if it was, what if you just met me and I was like, oh, your earring.
Yeah.
And then I lost it. And then as a woman, just like woman to woman,
I still think, give me what you can give.
Really?
Yeah.
I give it to her.
Whatever you can afford to give me, give me. Like, if it's another woman to woman, whatever you can, if you can afford it. If I'm wearing, the last design earrings I bought for me was like LV earrings time ago, right? Mm. Those are probably maybe one of the most expensive earrings I have. If you lost them, give me what you can afford to give me. I would think, honestly, it's genuinely. Mm. I would think, okay, you tried.
You said, I tried. Then when I left, you would laugh with your girls.
Look at this bitch. She sent me 200.
Because here's the thing. The 200 ain't covering it yet. If you want to borrow something.
I'm tipsy, so please allow me.
If you want to borrow something of mine, you wear it, whatever, you took it. If you can't replace our car, don't touch it.
Yeah.
If you can't replace it, don't touch it. That's like somebody using my car. Listen, if you don't have the full cash price I paid for that car, don't touch it. I'm not letting you drive it.
But he didn't want to be too much. Like, he was just like, okay, they were both drunk and he didn't want to be a sucker.
Cool, you're both drunk here, but I can't lie. That's even immature. If you go on a date for anyone else, don't do that again.
So, what do you think? She shouldn't even give him any money.
Don't give him nothing.
So just say, I can't afford it. Just say, I can't afford it.
I think she should just let the situation go and stop talking to him.
Oh, so he's not her man?
No,
they went on a date.
But she really likes him.
But they hit it off really well and he ticks every box.
I'm not going to lie. Move on.
But he ticks every box, remember.
Maybe his dick is whack. Just let him go. Just
you don't have the money.
His dick.
You don't have the money.
Suck his dick. Tell him to come to your house. For cook one, for him, yeah.
1,400 hours. That's how long you're sucking his dick.
For a good slum job. Listen.
A pound an hour.
Men will forget, listen, their last name.
No, they're not forgetting what they're fighting for.
This is what I'm saying.
Is this London?
1,400. Oh, come on, man.
He's roasting her in the group chat too. Yeah, probably calling her a thief or something.
Her name's probably in the group chat now.
Already.
Then he's calling her a thief. Can't afford it. I'm so sorry.
It's like, she went to the bathroom and she's now forming. She lost my bracelet. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? Just be shy and just move on. Just
suck his dick.
She's moved on. I think she should.
I say move on.
I'm going to
send I'm a sorry card.
Yeah, just send.
Send an I'm sorry card.
I'm sorry.
And suck his dick.
No, don't suck his dick for 1,400.
Or maybe a replacement bracelet that looks like the one that is.
That's even worse.
From Kemu.
No.
If it does the job,
AliExpress, and he's who just got a rash.
I know. Honestly, I generally, my personal advice is give what you can afford.
Yeah,
I honestly can. Because I've been in positions where people have lost me money and I'm thinking, so you're just going to sit there, you're not going to add anything towards it. That pisses me off more because you're not trying.
I get it.
I want to see you part with money and see that you really feel pressed.
I just feel like it needs to be significant.
Yeah, so if
what I'm saying.
500 is the minimum. 500 is the minimum.
500 was just a figure. I could have said
500 and be like, I'm so sorry.
It has to be proportionate to how much was lost.
And then when you do that, if he doesn't return the money to you, just leave him because, that nigga hates.
Oh, you think he should send the money back?
Yeah,
you know? I love the knife just coming out.
Yes,
that's true. Like,
even if he takes it, he's a bastard.
Yeah, I lost your bracelet. You're collecting money from me.
No. So you really took it back? Wow.
That's what I'm saying. So don't go and do, you think he'll give you back. Just if you know that it won't pay you too much, give it. If not, but I suggest just let it go. Just say,
just say, my baby.
This one passed my power.
We all try to help. No, but listen, we all try to help. Ololi said give 200. I said Clara paying free, three interest free installments.
Ray said
suck his dick and cook for him. Because listen, I can't lie, sucking his dick is free and you like him. I'm not telling you to do anything you don't want to do.
Forget about it. Lima
said forget about it. Please.
Sorry.
Yeah, this side say forget about it.
She said sorry, sir.
Forget about it.
Sorry, sir. Forget about it.
What about you, Ray and Mary? What do you guys say?
Forget about it and move on.
Yeah, man, apologize.
Yeah, just say sorry. Like,
I'm sorry. Let us know what you do.
If it was actually me in that situation, I'm sorry. If I don't have the money,
I will quietly.
I will.
You know that meme of that black guy that's like,
I will quietly just.
Oh, but I would be so embarrassed, dude. Damn.
Yeah, the shame would be too much.
You know what I mean?
And if we're in the dating stage, I don't have that much obligation to try and please you.
Yeah, because that's why I'm saying she doesn't even know if his dick is whack. I'll give you.
No, she does. She said he takes every box. She said that. Listen, this is
first date.
She goes, dating a guy I really like. He's everything I wanted. A more great job. Tall, great. great sex.
Oh, oh, suck his dick. Oh, I said, suck. Hey, suck his dick. And grab his body, bro.
I give him 500. Give him 500.
Give him 500. Give him 500.
Give him 500. I'm crying.
I'm like, I'm sorry. Suck his dick and eat his ass.
Yeah, he's about to eat his ass.
He'll forget about it.
You didn't try. You didn't try.
Yeah, you didn't even try.
Let's get to the next one. I will pose this question. I'll make this question the question of the day when this episode comes out.
Let us know what you do.
Yeah, let us know what you do.
Please do. Okay, next one. My partner said I tasted really salty down there. I'm not really sure if that's a good thing or bad thing. And if it's bad, what should I do?
Salty.
Do you know what?
Salty is not the worst taste to taste.
It might just be her diet for the day.
But it's not like, it's not like.
It's not the worst thing.
It's not the worst, but it's not like.
You're not going to taste like fruit shoot.
You're not.
Or Capri Sun.
You're not.
I don't know. Or
but I mean,
Skittles,
I'll
not.
Be honest. As like a, as a regular coochie eater.
I love that period.
You did.
I feel like some coochies are kind of sweet. They have a bit of a sweetness. Do you know what I mean? I can't lie. The first coochie I ever ate, I swear to God, she tasted of cherries.
Ooh.
I don't know how she... Maybe she stuck some lube up her coochie before I got to her house.
Yeah.
Cherries.
I don't know, but it was like genuinely sweet. And then obviously most like people just taste of like nothing.
Yeah.
Like water, whatever. Salty isn't like the worst thing. At least it's not like tasting like, I don't know, like thrush or something.
Or cigarettes. Or something.
Imagine that.
It happens.
Yeah, it definitely translates because
it does.
That
your
it's
diet.
You definitely... You can tell when
So just maybe if you want to taste better, you can maybe try and play, depending on how, I don't know if you have allergies for products. I usually encourage like edible lube if you want to play around with like flavored lube. You can play around with it, but I don't want you to do it and depend on it because you're worried about what you taste like. Yeah. I think it's very important to understand that vulvas taste like vulva. They're not going to taste like candy. They're not going to taste like whatever 50 Cent was singing about. Candy shop, it don't taste like that whatsoever. Like pussy tastes like pussy, and just like we were talking about earlier, nuts sometimes don't taste the greatest either. Do you know what I mean? But
it never tastes great.
If we're being honest, it's like it just like a gunk of white funk. You know,
consistency as well.
Just thick.
Yeah, and warm. I'm so warm, bro.
Why is it warm?
Guys, I mean, my belly hurts.
It's really not my belly.
Why is your semen warm? It's like they've been cooking.
Body temperature in the sack.
Cooking in the sack. Oh,
but I would say to her though. Your partner might also have been trying to be nice, saying salty when they meant, you know, something else.
Worse. Yeah.
So you should also check, you know, like, just, you know, good.
And go get a checkup.
It might be BV, it might be anything, you know, just be sure that everything is fine.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then just drink water.
Stay hydrated.
Because your diet actually translates into your fluids.
Great advice from
Eat
the ladies.
Less meat, red meat as well, because apparently that impacts your coochie.
I don't know if I can let go of red.
I don't know about
I'll try though.
Someone that I know was
if she's gone in and she's yummy, like,
I need to stop eating red meat because my pussy's starting to smell like burgers.
Okay.
I mean,
are you washing in between the lips though? Because it's meaty down there.
It is meaty.
So is it the meat or is it the...
No, but I'm sorry. My coochie's meaty. I ain't never smelled burgers before in my life.
Yeah, the lid.
Your
labias, you know, get in there.
Gotta get in there with your finger.
I'm not going to lie though, but burgers...
Burgers, listen.
But it's the same way people say, oh, if you eat like pineapple and like juice and stuff like that, it helps. There's no proof.
Maybe
you say
it's a good diet. So good for like six weeks. You might taste good. You know, it might taste a bit sweeter, but you know, I don't know. There's not enough research about it. No. Right, guys, let's do the next one. Hi, Lonnie. I've been with my boyfriend for 3 years and recently saw that he watches a lot of cockhold porn. And I've even read posts on his Reddit about him getting cheated on. Now, I'm not going to lie, I'd love to get some dick on the side, lol. But for me, him not knowing would make it so much sinister, so would make it so much sexier. Like knowing the night out he has paid for ended. No, okay, I'm not reading that one because she didn't write properly. Sorry. And that's my fault because I should have read over that. I was in a rush. Right. I did the prostitutes one, didn't I?
Yeah.
For our anniversary. Yeah. Okay, right. Hey, Aloni, I was a bridesmaid for one of my friends' college, one of my friends from college, and she recently got married. She bought all four of our dresses, which was super nice because money has been tight. However, recently she asked if she could get the dresses back so she can sell them. I thought it was quite odd. Is this normal?
Bro, let her sell her dresses.
Yeah, fam, she paid for the dresses, bro.
What's wrong with you?
Why do you want the dress
if you
so want badly?
To keep it, give her the money.
People I think I have her now.
Yeah. People rent dresses.
Yeah. I know, but I do think it's a bit tacky, though.
Yeah.
I think it's a bit tacky.
No, but if, you, no, but if she wants the dress, give her the money back that she's asking for it or wants to sell it for.
I agree. That's it. Right. Personally.
Yeah.
Well, don't ask me to be your bridesmaid.
What do you mean?
I think it's a bit tacky.
I mean, if you inform me beforehand.
Yeah.
But then you bought me a dress and you're just like, guy, economy is rough. After that dress that I gave you,
make sure you keep the tag on
it. I think it's kind of weird, but like if you, yes, it's weird.
I don't think it is. I think obviously like weddings are expensive enough as it is.
Yeah.
Don't get married. Don't get married.
I don't think there's anything wrong.
What if you had plans for my friend's dress? What if it was a nice dress and you're just like, ooh.
How are you wearing a bridesmaid dress?
But she never paid for it anyway. Like, where, do you get what I'm saying?
Where else are you going to wear that
dress? But it's almost like taking a gift back.
But it's not a gift, though. It's a dress you're wearing to my wedding.
No, but she didn't tell us beforehand.
Yeah, she
told
us beforehand.
Yeah, it's like, I already thought it was my... You made...
Okay, but what...
You bought my size, all of that.
Oh, so let's get you fitted for a wedding dress, but a bridesmaid dress, but I'm going to need you guys to give it back.
Yes.
Would that make a difference?
Yes.
I think so.
Really?
I just think the whole thing is tacky anyway.
You don't get attached to the dress.
I'm just thinking now we're going to be cussing you because why are you taking the dresses back?
Yes.
I mean, like.
I think you're just being too judgmental. I can't.
Yeah.
You think so?
Because then you paid for it anyway.
Cost of living. How many times have we mentioned economy in today's conversation?
Yeah, but I don't think that she paid
Maybe
for it.
Maybe because I'm Nigerian and the way we do weddings is different.
Is the Nigerian?
Yeah. I'm Nigerian as well, fam.
Are you?
No.
Oh my god!
I'm joking.
We need to cut this girl off and stop giving her motherfucking cocktail.
No, but honestly, it's almost like someone saying, "I'm okay, so all the ashray be, I bring you back."
I think that's different.
You're paying for the ashray be.
Yeah.
I feel like that doesn't that even makes it worse because why were you not doing hard guy?
Yeah,
I'm paying. You could have told me, "Let me spend my money."
It's true, let me buy it. Exactly.
You're a fucking boss. You went to spend your money now. You know?
You want it back.
I'm just thinking it's a bit tacky.
How does the conversation go?
Exactly. Like, oh, by the way.
Me personally, I'd be like, oh, I've never really heard of that. That's a bit different.
Yeah.
But no problem. It's not a big deal. I think if they're your friends, like, just give it back.
Give the dress back.
Yeah, give the dress back.
If you're going to wear it again, you just want it to be wrong.
Yeah, you're just going to sell it on Vintage.
Exactly.
So let the person who paid for the dress collect the money from
Vintage. And it's also given as if like the rest of the bridesmaids are talking about their friend and you just came to echo it. That's what I feel like.
I don't think there's anyone who would hear this and not be like, which cell is this?
No!
I mean, I've never heard of it. This is new.
Yeah.
But it's just got that deep.
Yeah, I don't think it's like that.
Okay, I'm a little empathetic because of cost of living, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, I guess if it was like my close friend and I knew your financial situation, I'm like, okay, yes, I'll have it back.
Yeah.
But this is something
but you must be close
spark.
Though, because she asked you to be your bridesmaid.
No, people would just be asking you because you're cute.
It's true. Or you know how to dance.
Oh, yeah, new. Oh, yeah. You know, exactly.
Like, oh, this one is a party shaker.
Or it's like, I only have 4 friends. My husband has 15 friends. I need to fill up my
shirt. Yeah, exactly.
That happens.
I can't lie. Then you have your 15 grooves.
Exactly. That's how. Girls, you don't like just be rubbishing your wedding day.
Exactly.
That's mad.
Okay. Next one. Hey guys, during a drunk and funny sex conversation, the guy I'm dating said he never tried pegging, but it would be interesting to try it out. I thought he was joking, but he's actually being serious, and it sort of put me off him. Is there something wrong with me? As he seems very straight and says he is, but why would he want plastic dildo up his ass?
It sounds like you're being a bit homophobic.
It does.
No, I think it does.
I think you just haven't explored that.
Yeah, you just probably never.
But you're linking.
That it put you off.
Yeah.
Why is it putting you off? Like, you not being on something is different to like someone being interested and that putting you off.
Yeah. Why?
You know, eating ass put me off. I wouldn't do that. And I wouldn't want someone doing that to me either.
You don't want your ass eaten.
But if a man
God giving you cheeks,
I know he's gay, man. She said,
"Look at the people. Look at the people you wasted bum with."
No, truly, fam. This girl don't even go out, fam, to even show the ash, fam.
He's like, her bum just shaky for no reason.
Just on Channel 4. Are you rude? Are you rude? Guys, I need her. Are you rude?
Are you rude?
Don't forget to send me those gifts. I need to see the gifts. I will bang them out tonight. Anyway, go on, go on.
That is funny. I just feel like if somebody does not like a particular thing sexually, or even if your partner likes it and you're not down with it, I don't think we should be quick to say, oh yeah, you know, this person's been homophobic.
Yeah
but babe, no, but ass is not the same.
No, but why are you not down?
But you have to go, you have to,
yeah, you have to question.
She also said, what was it in the thing she was saying? So, oh, I don't understand why you would want some plastic on your ass. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Maybe she should be in the toilet.
She said he's very straight as well. You would not talk about his sexuality.
So as I always say,
I don't think she would talk about his sexuality.
As I always say on my podcast, like, we need that nobody parts are attached to any sexuality. Like, so that's the same way some people won't suck some guys' nipples, or like men would be shy to say they're like.
Yeah, I was shy at first when I sucked a guy's nipple. I was just like, what's this? But I lick a nipple now. I
love it. You want me to bite on it?
I lightly bite on it.
So that's just the thing. It's like, it's literally biology's anatomy. There are lots of neurons. There are lots of.
Absolutely. Their G spot is there.
Exactly. Yeah. That's just what it is. It's just because people, even if you posted this and put stuff in the comments,
people are gonna say, he's gay. He's gay. He's gay. It's like, that nigga gay.
How does
gay.
That asshole know what a penis is? It's just what feels good in that area, and that's what he wants.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
And even if he is a bit fluid, so what?
So what?
You know, aren't we all?
Obviously, she should move on. And not
listen, a lot of you bitches. Really? A lot of you bitches are with fluid guys.
No, but if you choose not to.
A lot of your men are sucking dick on the low.
No, but it's homophobic, though. If you choose not to be someone because you think that their preference
is. No, let them talk it.
No, not because I choose not to be with someone, because it's something that, to me, I don't want to try. So why am I going to?
Why don't you want to try it, though? Underneath, exactly. But underneath the discomfort might be homophobia.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, it might be
from lack of understanding and lack of experience.
No, a lot of us may be homophobia.
I agree.
I think a lot of us have internalized homophobia. We're not aware. It is. We're not aware. We're not aware.
I agree. It's one thing if it's like, so for me, I don't like butt play on myself, because mainly because of poop. I have poop anxiety. I don't want, like, it's okay if he has a little dookie. I'm not squeamish. But the thought of someone else seeing my poop is like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I don't want anything smelling, and then there's some chocolate and it's from me.
No.
So that's the only reason. But if you're like, oh, I'm not comfortable because as a man, why do you want it? You know, it's like, it's
that's homophobia. That is
homophobia.
It's been saying, like, because I'm very strong on, I don't want anything done with my backyard. Nothing
Why?
I just, I'm not comfortable with anything happening.
I can't lie. I don't want anything in my arm.
So if a guy wants to do that to me now, and I'm like, that's weird to me. Does that mean now, like, I'm being like,
I understand that, but I always ask people to question
why.
Like, the thing is, preferences, yes, but a lot of preferences come from
conditioning.
They come from somewhere, you know.
They do.
It's one thing if it's a fear, but you know, I think that if you're just like, I don't want to get out,
I think it is a bigger scale, and I think it is okay for someone to say, sexually, I'm just not there to try that yet.
That's okay.
No, that's okay.
Without it being homophobic. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah, but no, babe, that's not the point. It's because of her reasoning.
In this context, it's definitely homophobic.
Okay.
We're here to have the conversation.
We're saying that she's being homophobic.
Okay, let's do the next one. Hey, ladies, my boyfriend and I often have threesomes with other women, and I think they're fun. I'm attracted to women and just a very sexual person. I've been trying to have a threesome with two guys, but he's really against it. How do I convince him to at least think about it?
Tell him to stop being homophobic. I'm joking.
No, it is. But he's living out his fantasy.
Yeah, but maybe he's straight. That's not.
He's living out his fantasy, and he doesn't want
to. He's not trying to be straight.
Even if he's straight, who says he has to touch you? You can still have a threesome.
That's true.
Could be all about
me.
One at my feet and the other at my bosoms, and then we're good. And we're good. But I think for him, you have to like just communicate and just express. But if he's not into it, you can't force him to.
Yeah,
be into
there's
it.
Not. Yeah. There's
you can't.
Not much of
you can't. Yeah. If exactly. If he's not on it, he's not.
And that's what I hate, because you find that the men who are happy to be, in an MMF, you don't want them.
Yeah.
You want one, but the other one's like, and I'm just not going to have an extra guy just because I can have an extra guy.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know, sometimes it's like, I want my two best niggas.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
But they're my best niggas. Never.
They were.
My best beater, my best eater.
Yeah.
They were. Together. Has anyone had an MMF in here or MFM?
No.
Oh, we're such rookies.
That's so sad. It's so sad.
I know, right?
It's actually embarrassing.
And it's not for lack of wants, it's for lack of availability of willing niggas.
Yeah. And
give us the dicks.
That don't talk, especially in this London. Exactly. Oh, God. It's so small. It's so small. It would end up on UK gossip.
There you go.
But before you put on your pint. And before you leave his yard.
And so, fuck what? Yes, I had two dicks, so.
Yeah, exactly.
So? You know, but it's.
Anyway, guys, that's all the dilemmas we've got for today. Oh, my gosh. We've had. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. We have had Lima chilling with us today. And it's been so fun. This is going to be cut into two episodes. So, yeah. Honestly, thank you so much for joining us. This went on longer than we expected, but we got our two episodes. So, thank you so much for chilling with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I did. I need to do your podcast.
I want to come to Lagos in December. Hopefully, my passport comes on time. I went to the Nigerian embassy. I fought people, but hopefully, fingers crossed, my Nigerian passport comes on time. And we can get me out there.
Yes. So, yeah. Definitely love to have you on my podcast.
I would love to. I would love to. That would be so sick. I know my aunt's already for spit or swallow. Mine is swallow.
Always?
Wait, since when are you swallow? I swallow. We was always spitting.
Spitting? No,
we. I thought it was me.
Not we.
I was spitting.
Do you know what? I've spat before, but I be swallowing. I swallow my niggas' calm. I can't lie.
Yeah.
I do.
I can't lie.
I have to. I do my face like.
Get there.
Like that.
It's not sexy.
Yeah,
no, you're supposed
to.
It's not sexy. It's not sexy at all.
It's good.
Like,
you know what? He told me once that he got offended. He told me. He told me, right? Like, popcorn. He told me that he got offended once. He said that I made a face and that he thought, you know, because I swallowed it and he could tell I didn't really enjoy it. I'm just like, the cat's out the bag. I never enjoy it. But I do it because it's a fantasy.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's not going to kill me, but I want to play into the fantasy and have fun.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Yes. Yeah. Anyway, where can we catch you, Lima?
Follow me on Instagram at Hausa Chocolate. Follow my podcast at Spit or Swallow Pod on Instagram.
Yes.
On TikTok, on YouTube as well. But if you click my bio, Hausa Chocolate, H-A-U-S-A and Chocolate, you find all the links to all the things that I do. And also sell sex toys, hurricane toys. Well, mainly for people in Nigeria, because I mean, here you can just click a link. Imagine shipping.
I sent sex toys to Nigeria, actually. I remember I was selling some there, and it was, there's a market, boy.
There is a market.
Yeah. Guys, do you want to sign out?
Find me on Instagram at @sonikki_.
And you can find me on all socials at @ibrayrogers.
I am Mary and FRENS.
And you guys know where to catch me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.